I'll be brief, as the court has already...
Yes, Lawyer, we wait for counsel to manage to find a seat. I will call you when we're ready.
This case presents yet another waiver versus forfeiture conundrum.
Yes, but in this case, the government expressly argues waiver, and I therefore go to your reply brief to find what you have to say about that. And what I discover is you didn't bother to file a reply brief.
Not, but I will address that.
No, it's too late. It pretty much gives away the game when one side says waiver and the other side doesn't trouble to file a reply brief. This is not something you make up for on your feet. If you're going to do this professionally, you address it in a reply brief.
Well, I apologize for that oversight, Your Honor.
I think it was a difficult argument to rebut anyway, because the district judge here is extremely careful about asking not once but a couple of times, do you have a problem with these instructions? And counsel is saying, no, Judge, no, no, no. So it seems to me, whatever the line our cases may be drawing, and it's fuzzy in the middle, this one looks a lot like a waiver line to me, on the waiver side of the line.
If I can address that very briefly, that begs a question, though. What do you say as defense counsel when the court specifically addresses you and asks whether you object or not?
You object
then
if you have an objection.
Then you object or you don't object. I mean, the judge should – we don't want a bunch of forfeited errors. You know, we don't want people to sit there with their lips sealed and not say anything just in the hopes that they might have a plain error argument. It does force a decision. Accept it or reject it, and if you accept it, then subject to whatever 2255 there may be later on, if it was some egregious mistake, and it usually isn't. It's usually very sensible. I think in this instance it was entirely sensible for counsel. I can't remember if you were counsel, but entirely sensible to say no.
Yeah, but that then forces the issue or puts an attorney in a position where they simply object to every instruction. And I don't think that that's the result that we're seeking either.
Well, but you have to give a reason.
It's not enough to object. You have to give a reason and propose the instruction you would rather have. And it's not clear to me that trial counsel would rather have had an instruction that focused the jury on the commerce element of this statute.
Thank you.
Thank you, counsel.
Good afternoon, and may it please the court. Mr. Sawyer did indeed waive his challenge to the jury instructions. Not only did the district court ask counsel numerous times whether he had an objection to the instructions, and counsel, as the court has noted, repeatedly said no, but before that, the court specifically asked defense counsel whether he agreed to the instructions, and he said yes. And the government, in fact, had filed these proposed jury instructions in this case as agreed instructions. The court asked defense counsel whether he had reviewed them with the government and whether they were agreed. Counsel said that that was correct. It is very clear under this court's case law that that is a waiver. In any case, the jury instructions that...
I don't think the phrase very clear can properly be applied to this court's jurisprudence, but I do understand the argument that you think this is squarely on the waiver side of the line.
We do, Your Honor.
Wherever that line
is.
But
this isn't one of the close ones, as I said. And as for the interstate commerce element, if we were to reach it, aside from the fact that this statute shuffles the words around a little differently, I'm not aware of statutes that say that this element is anything but a jurisdictional hook.
Judge, we have found only one. It is a statute that prohibits bird fighting in states.
Oh, that one. Yeah, no, you cited that in your brief.
Yes,
yeah,
and that statute applies only in states, as you know, from reading the briefs, in which the action is not a crime under state law, which, of course, is very different than...
Not the case with Mr. Sawyer.
Not at all the case with Mr. Sawyer. So... Even leaving the waiver issue aside, the instructions given in this case were correct. The court should affirm the conviction sentence. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Anything further, Ms. Kister?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. And, Ms. Kister, we appreciate your willingness to take the appointment in this case. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess until 2:30.